Good morning. How's everyone?
Good.
Oh, good. Carter and Lexi. All right. Well, I have something in my hand and you can't see it, right? You can't see Jesus, can you? But we actually, when Jesus went up on the mountain, he took three of his disciples with him and they could see him physically, like just like you see me physically and I see you physically and everyone looking at you sees you and you see them. But there was something still hidden, wasn't there? There was something behind a veil, if you will. So who wants to lift the veil for me? Owen, you want to lift the veil for me? Yeah. Since he's an acolyte, he's already clothed with glory here. So lift the veil for me, and who do you see? You see Jesus. That's what happened on the mountain. When they went up on the mountain, you just hold on to the veil, and you can go ahead and have a seat, Owen. That's fine. So when they went up on the mountain, the veil was lifted over Jesus. Technically, it wasn't a veil. Actually, Jesus' glory was always present. His divinity is always with him. What they saw on the mountain, though, was the glory of God Almighty. Jesus, the second person of the Trinity. And it was like a bright light. And his face shone like the sun. And his clothes were like a bright white light. In other words, I could take my flashlight and do this. And shine it in your eyes. You see how it's shining in your eyes? It's kind of hard to see Jesus, isn't it, when I do that? You see that, Easton? Yeah. Can you still see? Okay, good. So, and that's what it was. It was such a bright white light that the disciples really couldn't understand what they were seeing. It's almost like their eyes were deceiving them. They knew who Jesus was. They knew who he was in the flesh. But all of a sudden, they were seeing Jesus in all his glory. Just like you're seeing a bright white light shining around Jesus right now, or the little statue of Jesus. That's what was happening up on the Mount of Transfiguration. So what do you see about Jesus here? You see that Jesus is who? Jesus is? He's the light of the world. That's good. He is the light of the world. What else? We're seeing that Jesus is, you know this all so well, G-O-D, God. Jesus is God. Here on the Mount of Transfiguration, we see Jesus in all of his glory, in all of his heavenly glory. We will see him the same way in heaven, but our eyes will no longer be veiled. We'll actually fully see who Jesus is and we'll fully understand him. The disciples couldn't quite grasp what was going on. But they were seeing the glory of Jesus. Now, after the light went out, if you will, and then we saw Jesus back in the flesh, it's important for you to know that Jesus reached down and he touched them. Very good. Jesus touched them. And what did he say to them? What did he say when he touched them? He said, "Get up, stop being afraid." Dear ones, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid because who is always with you? Jesus is always with you. That's his promise. He said that he will never leave or forsake you. He will always be with you. So that's wonderful for us to know, isn't it? That no matter what happens in this life, even if Easton and his brother here are trading jabs with each other, I know what you mean now, Owen, he's still with you. He's always with you. Okay? Jesus is always with you. So with that, let's fold our hands and let's close our eyes and let us bow our heads. Lord Jesus, we pray that as we understand and hear about your glorious transfiguration, help us to understand, O Lord, that it is all about you. It is about your divinity, about your Godhead, that you are the Son, and that you are the second person of the Holy Trinity, that you are God. Jesus, you are God, and you are my Savior. As the Father tells us that you are the beloved one and that we are to listen to you. Lord Jesus, we pray all this in your most holy name. Amen.